אלה שתעת כהן לב מחפיר את חק תמיד שעקלת שמחת מה זה שקשקה זפת הייתה מה זה שקשקה שחת בהיה השנה הוא היה כה נש הוא היה הנש לקחו את היה פיקלה אבל יש תחוקה היה תחוי לת שמחת עם קופצה כלי רדיו כלב ופילה יצא כה יוק פיאש נטיו פייר, שהיה לי להפילה מהר. לך תהיה תוקעה כמתחיית שקצועה היא. נגיד מנתק מנגנש ביאקינג, יש נקו אום קצועקת. שהיא צהלי לה, שאתה מרשת נה, משאק. שאתה נרוב תנקל הנה, לי להפילה מהר. No. What do you want to do? I'm going to go to the house. 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 Matohan sanna kumanas oeha hazi ohasna hiwe. Sa nakum anaruf tankap. Good evening, my name is Brian, Sergeant Cloud. I come up here on Wednesdays. And this show is Kiri Radio Storytelling Hour. And I come up here and share a story, the Lakota language, and sometimes announcements from the school, when the Dean District School. So again, I want to say thank you for listening, and many of you are on the road right now. But right now, some of you are going back to maybe even Rapid City. Some of you commute from Rapid City. Some of you live out in the country and in the districts, Rushville and Gordon. Have a good trip and a good evening. And keep it right here at 90.1, right up here at Porcupine Butte. And we have listeners in Rapid City, 88.7. I want to thank you for listening. And on the internet, kiriradio.org. And I want to say good evening to all of you. There's many, many Lakota out there that listens to our show here from Kiri Radio. This evening, I have a story. And then I have I have one story and one real short story, and then we're going to have on my computer it says we might talk about one of our cultural doings in Hani Wichong. Long time ago, how we live, what people do, and why. So before I get started on that, last time we talked about Chanku, a road. And tonight, I wanted to, last time I didn't get to my story, so I'm going to tell that story right away. And then after that, I will get into the cultural ways. Tonight, I have a story that I told maybe three times in the last 5 years. And the title of this is Mincemeat and Pemmican. And This is taken from the Sacred Foods of the Lakota by William K. Powers. So I'm going to have my wife read the second language version, and I will do my first language version.
Good evening. Okay, the story is called Mincemeat and Pemmican. Mincemeat and Pemmican went on a journey. Mincemeat said, "Twin, you and I are good friends, and we shall always remain such. Let us stand by one another, because this is a dangerous journey." On the other side of the ridge, they met Iktomi. He was feeling very hungry when right in front of him, he saw Mincemeat and Pemmican side by side. He quickly contrived a plan. He said, "Brothers, you look very tired. Sit down and I will give you a smoke and we will rest." Soon, Ikto said, "Just excuse me a moment," and he went over a little hill and then came back. Mincemeat said, just excuse me a moment." And when Mincemeat came back, Ikto said, "While you were away, Pemmican said bad things about you. He said he would kick you. Why don't you kick him?" Then the two started to kick each other until they broke each other up. Ikto laid down his pipe and had a good feast. To this day, two good friends might get along nicely, but there's always someone who gets them to kick at each other.
Okay, that's the English version. Now I will do the Lakota, my first language. Wakaphapi nawasna. Glewi choyak hej. Ihani. Tohan I wichoyak wajunkoyak apcha. Ihani okap. Ihani. Wakaphapi enaha wasna. Omani yapi shke. Ohena ko asna okap. Wake shke okap. Iskeapi. Ihani wakaphapi ena wasna omani yapi shke. Yukha. Wakaphapi heye. Chekpae. Niena mie kola unkiche. Gile tokata kya. Gluha uinkte loe. Cha uki cha unkomani kte lo yashke. Wana ata chaya hi api. Chi han baha khota ha. Vichasha wa ata api. Nukhale vichasha ke ha. Ikto e. Nishi ikto mi unkabla ha. Ikto wakabhapi ena wasna. When we chant in lo chinga laske ikto kele he chikchas na week to kele makap khape na sna wan chanka wa chagana ta kun yuk changa la nche cha misso eske na ko no na ko ikto I to han tua ataya hata misso e misso yo ta ka po Chali Blahacha e Asnikiapi Asniunkiapi Ktelue Watoha Yukha Ikto Heye Miechoni Poe Ina Paha Kotaha Yai Na Ashkas Eglihuni In the English language, when you hear a story like this, where two people, they're not twins, but they call each other twins. We're twins. That means that they are very good friends. And then they meet Iktomi. And Iktomi told the other one that he said that he's going to kick you. So why don't you kick him back? And that happened just a very short time. And the reason he said that was he was going to have a good meal after they finished fighting, because he likes Vasna and he likes pemmican. But if you really think about it, in real life, that could happen. Because words are powerful. Words can make you cry. Words can make you laugh. Words can make you happy. So you really have to have a strong mind. And you really have to be patient. And if you really believe in something, or if you believe in friendship, then you wouldn't do what Vasna, or which one is it? Vakabhapi.
Ikto.
You wouldn't listen to Ikto. So be careful out there. There's, and then Ikto said something there too. He called them Misu. Misu means younger brother. Now, there's a reason why Ikto always calls people younger brother. Because he wants to be the senior person, or he wants to be respected, or he wants you to, when he says something, that you would believe it, or that you would, if he tells you to do something, then you will do it. So that's why Iktomi always uses that word miso. So be careful. These are stories that are told a long time ago, told in the evenings. Like right now it's 5:30. And when they finish eating, then they tell these stories. And it'll be just the family. And then after the storytelling, they don't have a question and answer, or they don't ask each other, what did you learn from this? They don't. People just listen, they think about it, and maybe they learn something from there. So that is the story of pemmican and mincemeat. And in the Lakota language, it's Wakabhapi na Vasna. So that is the story for tonight's KILI Radio Storytelling Hour. And now at this time, and I wanted to say good evening to Charlie up in Martin. He always listens to this show. And also Tom. He's probably already back to Pine Ridge. And Tim. Sometimes Tim comes up here with me and shares. We have discussions. And he's a Lakota speaker. He talks Lakota first, and then he will translate himself to the second language. So Tim, if you're listening, I want to say thank you for sharing your thoughts with me during the storytelling hour. Okay, on the way up here, we really didn't have, like last time, we had a discussion on the way up here, and we talked about a chanku, a road that we came through. And through that road, we were told not to speak Lakota. Then somewhere along the road, we say, speak Lakota with no fear. And then somewhere along that road, we began to realize that there is less and less Lakota speakers. And then today, there's not many speakers in our schools. And there's reasons for that. So, and this evening, I have one more little story here, and then we're going to have a discussion on the cultural event that we used to do a long time ago. This one here, I heard this long time ago, and I found this book. Sometimes we get books at the school. And the title of this book is The Native American Book of Knowledge. And it's by White Deer of Autumn. Chanteau-Biguet, I think. Okay. And there's only two pages that I was really interested in. And I just wanted to share this and see. Right now you're on the road, or maybe you're listening at home, maybe you're cooking the evening meal right now and sitting there listening. What is a myth? That's the question. Okay, then I'm going to read something here. Like all other peoples in the world, Native Americans have their own stories of how the universe began. These stories also tell of how they came to live on their mother, the earth. Okay, now I'm going to read the other story. We did not come from Adam and Eve, many of the people insist. And we don't believe in our people. We don't believe that our people came from Asia. We have different explanations of our beginnings. Okay. Before learning what Native Americans believe about their origins, we should first look at two words. They are powerful words because they reveal how people think about each other. These words are myth and account. What does myth mean? Many people say that a myth is a made-up story. Others say that a myth is something untrue created by primitive, uncivilized people. These stories were told by men and women who did not know the true story. Still others say that myths are legends of dead gods. What about the word account? Most folks have more respect for this word. It implies truth. The Bible story of how God created the earth and made Adam and Eve, for example, is widely held to be an account. People who believe in the truth of the Bible believe that its stories are accounts rather than myths. Okay, then I'm going to move over here to the last page because I'm not going to read all this. Okay, to the Lakota, we have always been here. And there's a word called time immemorial. Beyond the reach of memory, indefinitely. And then we have one here that says Pteoyate. So, you know, many of you listeners out there, you probably heard this before. And I thought I would share this with you because sometimes how we read a book or how we tell a story sometimes will make our children think. And then I was in my life, I was told one time that I met some people and said, "Hey, we're related to you." So I said, "How is that?" And they said, "Well, because you were here, and then somewhere along the line, you a long time ago, this the like Alaska and the Aleutian chain were all connected, and then you walked over through there, and you settled in North America." So maybe, Karen, maybe we're related to the Yupik Nation up there in Alaska, or maybe the even the China, somewhere over there, across the Pacific Ocean. What do you think about that? That's a myth? Untrue? We'll leave it at that. It's not true. It's not true. We've been here. Or nobody knows. It's just like the Lakota language. Nobody can say Lakota language came in the 1700s or 1600s or 1800s. It's been here for a long, long, long time. Like the creation story. So I thought I would just tell that. And then today we touched on that. There was some discussion about creation stories, and I heard one. This was maybe about 5 years ago. We had a language camp along the Cheyenne River, and there one of the elders shared a story about how the Lakota language came. And in short, he said that it came from the Pteoyate. He gave the language to the Ikchechasha. And that's when he said, "I give you my body, you will live. The meat, the hide, the tools, and you will use my head as an altar, my horns as a cups." And that's, you know, those are creation stories that we have. So, Ehre Akapchat, Nakhoti Ablak, Tehetoha, I Likshiwawa, I Gai Makpash, Te Adwagala. Yapikile Liptoyatikleta, Ehale Washut Hanka, Bahasa Pekta Hekleta, Hedaik Jechasha, Inspiriat, Longele Heta Hinapina, Toki Heha, Yapiki Nichapicha, Hatanko Hina, Mushichalana Hinapina, Yapikile Vichak, Kapi, Natrachanki Nakovichak, Leon Yanipik Deloy. Leo Osnik Oglin Jichalok Teloe, Mithanchankile, Mithanchankile Yata Pik Teloe, Naum Wilak and Nakiakarok Teloe, Ohe Voyaket. We have another Mazash Mashkanki Hake Uncolakele, Akesapti Hanchain. Taku Imunglakon had hoi Imkat Hunt. Kahe honey. Le o onkile Ahani le o unki le walehansna le wanale in pejit hovi at May. May is the month when the grass is green. Ahele liwik pejit hovi at anhia chamapet hovi at ataipachoblak. Moon when the leaves are green, yep. Oh, hey. So, hey, Lewik, Chapet, Hoi, yep. Oh, Alehansna, Lewik, yeah. Ihani, Le, Hofkilapi, Hena, we chayon, yeah. Lewi, Nahanak, Ele, we got that. I have walking, see, hecha. On the Hele, one nachcha, eglepi. Lewokik seglena wota. Hoch jutas in takuku gloi na jinae kia. Oske chanish traspan. Traspanzi. Wena. Na hel yeki chap. Na gunas twa kiks yakt. Na lehan hena in gunas. So a long time ago, in our culture, maybe 50 years ago, they used to have decorations, they call them, and they remember their relatives. And they put flowers up, and sometimes they have food, candy, apples, oranges, and have a giveaway. But today, this is just me, I don't know what my wife thinks, but today it's not that strong. And seems like today everything is it's a different culture now, and like sometimes we will say o untrokja, it's a different way of life now. But we still have that. I think that cultural event is still strong. And maybe it was influenced by the other culture, other cultures too, at that time. So I thought I would share that, and I know some of you out there maybe you will sit there, think back, and how time has changed. Time is changing. And some of these things that used to be very strong are not that strong today. What do you think? No, she's not going to make a comment on that. So maybe for some, that is not, they do that, but it's not that much, right? And there are some people that still have that decoration. They still do it. So it's all up to you what you believe and how you grew up, I guess. So we'll just leave it there. And it is a remembrance and honor. So that part we'll just leave it. The other one is this month is education. If we can touch on education, like right now at I work at the Wounded Knee District School, and I was just looking at a calendar, and I think there's only 10 days left in the calendar school, and then we will have graduation. I think the kindergarten graduation is like 10 o'clock in the morning, and then the 8th grade graduation is 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and that's going to be on the 18th of May. And when we have graduations, Karen and I went through that with two boys. We're still waiting on the third boy to graduate. You know, it gets expensive if you don't plan on it. And all of a sudden, if you start planning today, then it's going to happen here and within the next maybe 2 weeks. And it involves a lot of, like, they have to wear this kind of clothes. You have to get pictures. You have to have announcement cards. And today, those are not cheap. And sometimes I think you don't make those plans until the last month. And it gets hard. But I think, but most of us survive. Most of us go through that. And even if we don't plan it, we do it, and everybody will be happy. And then, like in our 8th graders, it's a little different for 12th graders, but, well, they're all different. Like the 8th graders right now, you start to think about going to high school. You might go to Pine Ridge, you might go to Kyle, you might go to Red Cloud, or you might go to other schools. And you're going to be in a different school, different students, and it takes you have to get used to it. You have to know how to get along with people. You're going to have different teachers, different rules. And right away, when you're a freshman, you're not going to jump in there and do things that you were doing as an 8th grader. You're going to start over again. I remember when I was, a long time ago, when I was a freshman, I can't even remember, but it's hard. And then today, sometimes, that's why I think I use that word encouragement and motivation and support. Those are all really important for the students.
Now,
So I had a little bit of a chin-tan cocktail. So it is really important to have from 8th grade to 9th grade. It takes a lot of patience, support, and motivation. Because everything you did as an 8th grader, now you have to start over again. Sometimes you wait till sophomore year before you can do things that you did as an 8th grader. So it's a tough road, but that's why you have to be patient. And also the schoolwork could be tough too, depending on where you're, all of them. Freshman is tough, sophomore is tough. The junior year is going to be hard, and the senior year is going to be hard. But we wish all the graduates, well, maybe next week we can touch on that, but just go all the way. It's something that study hard and stay in school, no matter how hard it is, no matter how many people there is, just stay in there. Okay, one other thing that that I wanted to mention is we have cultural nights at the school, and we have one more that we're going to do, and that's going to be next week. This is an announcement for the Mundanese school, and next week, I think Thursday, we might have a culture night. So if you are listening there in the Manderson area, we have one more culture night left. So we're going to do that next Thursday at 6 o'clock. Okay, let's see, what else do I have here on my computer here? I told my two stories, and then I touched on the cultural activity and education. And then I will touch on the Lakota language for a few minutes. Last night I had a chance to talk about the Lakota language again. I do this every, I touch on it every day, but last night I had a chance to share at the school. And one thing that that I touched on was especially at the Wounded Knee School, is that it takes like when you teach this Lakota language, there's a part there that I didn't share, and today I thought about that. And this is like whenever I talk about this language, I always say we got to have your support, community support, and the elder. Okay, so I ran into two things today. I was looking at them. The first one is, since, here's what I said, since we don't speak Lakota at home, since we have this many people that still speak Lakota, the percentage is very low, maybe 5%, 10%. Since there's no children speaking Lakota is maybe 1%, then we said, I said, why don't we just do it at the school? That's the thought. And then the other one was elders. Elders need to start sharing. elders, it's in the previous immersion projects. I don't know if that previous is the right word, but there's a lot of immersion projects that on their schedule or on their thought, they always put elders, because elders were raised by elders who tell stories, and they learn through the Lakota way of life. But today, I wonder if that's still there. I'm going to stop right there at 6 o'clock, and I think Lloyd is leaving, and I see James over there, so I will turn it back over to Kili, and maybe I will touch on that next time. Chalila Pilamaya Lloyd Yakialishnihani. Onanako, James, you have a good show. I will switch it back to Studio A.